No, I want you to look at it.
I was going to look at it. It's still going. It's, it doesn't stop at all. It's over and over. So I have to go like this.
I could probably delete it. There, I deleted it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sam. That helped my brain.
Hello, welcome back to The Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, joined, as always, by my squeaky chair and the stormy skies.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
I am doing just fine. Sam, how are you doing?
Tired. I didn't get to nap today, but it's all good.
You know what? I've been feeling really wiped the fuck out lately. I don't know what it is. I'm just getting tired. I think it's because the days are getting a little shorter, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's old age.
And old age, too. I was thinking, like, other than old age.
Pretty much dead at this point.
Pretty much same. But we have to not die again, Sam, because remember, we're already dead and ghosts. So we really have to keep this up because we have a mission and we can't give up yet, especially now that we are starting to have a fan base. We can't give up on them.
Right. You're absolutely right. So as our fans know, every other week, we get together for a short little episode where we pick our next movie and then just talk about whatever we want for the rest of the 20 minutes.
Yes, and it's always fabulous because Sam and I somehow never run out of things to talk about.
Oh, and I got a couple topics for today that I'm very impassioned about. Well, one of them I'm impassioned about. The other I just don't really care about.
Excellent. You know what? I should probably do that myself over 2 weeks. I should start to like jot down some like talking points and like current events so we can discuss them. But then it would turn into a fucking hour episode. So I just keep it.
And sometimes that's happened.
Yeah, but that's okay. We need to talk things out because our viewers want to hear it.
Yes. All right, so let's go ahead and randomly select our movie live on mic.
Whoa, okay, here it comes. Everybody pray really hard, and then when you do, Jesus will give us the next movie. Let's go.
Well, it looks like our next movie is religiously oriented. We're watching Apostle, a Netflix original.
Excellent.
In 1905, a drifter on a dangerous mission to rescue his kidnapped sister tangles with a sinister religious cult on an isolated island. This movie stars Dan Stephen, Lucy Boynton, and Michael Sheen. Genres, British movie, horror movies. This movie is scary, violent, dark.
An island, though. Why are they there?
I don't know. We're going to have to watch the movie.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You fucking right, girl.
That's what we do. We watch the movie. We watch the movie and explain to our audience why they're on the island.
We could have been anything, and it had to be that one. Shit. Well, that's okay. Hopefully in October we'll get some good picks, but watch, we won't. We'll get all the fucking weird shit. God damn it, Jesus. That's okay. Apostle. At least it's a Netflix original. How bad can it be? Come on, Netflix.
Great. So I'm going to address something because by the time this episode comes out, it will be official or almost official. 2 days after this podcast comes out, it'll be official. But Podcoin, that podcast app we were shilling a couple episodes ago, is dead.
Is dead.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of saw that coming, maybe.
I kind of did, too. I was hoping it would be a bigger, like, blaze of glory. Like, it was going to be really sketchy, and they were stealing from charities or something.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they, you know, just didn't have a good business model, probably looked at their spreadsheets and were like, oh, shit, we can't sustain this.
And then they were like, let's pull the plug on ourselves.
Yeah, because... I won't lie. I don't understand their business model. Because, you know, they're the podcast app that pays, but they don't charge the podcasts that are featured to be featured. We just have to talk about them. And then they don't have any ads. So, like, how do they have money to pay?
Exactly.
Like, so how do they make money? You can still listen to us on literally almost every other podcast app. If there's one we're not on, let me know, because I can't keep up with all the hip trends going on.
Yeah, there are so many. There are more and more each day. So absolutely. Yeah. Rest in peace, Podcoin. Well, good, because it kind of fucked up our flow when we had to do that thing in the middle. So now we don't have to do it anymore. Yeah.
Yay. Okay. So for the topic I'm very impassioned about.
Yes.
Uno, the beloved card game.
Yes, I love Uno.
Our official Twitter came out and announced that when you draw a card, or if you don't have a card to go on the pile, that you just need to draw one card. You don't need to continue drawing until you get a card of the same color or numerical value. And I'm just here to say the official Uno Twitter can fuck off.
Do you play another way? Do you play until you get the next card?
I play the way my family always played, was you draw until you get a card of the same color or numerical value.
Do you draw and then take turns, or do you keep drawing on your own turn?
You just keep drawing on your own turn.
I'm trying to think if I play like that or if I play the other way.
It's a totally valid way to play. It's just the Uno official Twitter is pulling the same bullshit that J.K. Rowling plays and keeps telling people how to live their fucking lives.
I feel like that was already... Was that a rule? Because listen, I go so fucking hard when I play Uno. Like, me and Luke are Uno champs. And,
listen, they like, can say whatever they want, but I believe in their instruction manual, they have, like, a clause about house rules. Like, there are so many different house rules. The other day, I found out about seven, you switch. So if someone lays down a seven, they switch hands with another person.
What? I'm not about, like, doing stuff like that. The fuck?
Yeah.
It's really like, fun.
Yeah, the official Uno Twitter is like, no, these are the rules. And it's like, no, fuck you. We know what the rules are, but there are also house rules, which according to your own manual are fully valid.
Dude, I have my deck over there. Do you want me to go get the fucking directions? Because I can like look this shit up right now.
Go get the directions. I will wait here.
Let me go get the directions. Give me 1 second.
Hi, I've never spoken to you guys by myself. This is a little uncomfortable. I don't know what to say. No updates on the Black Dragon. That's kind of the thing when you give it over to the police.
Okay, I'm back. I have the directions. Hello.
Okay. I was just telling them no updates on the Black Dragon.
Okay, yeah, no further updates on that crazy fucking freak. All right, here we go. Uno.
You can still buy our shirts.
Yeah, you can still buy the shirts. I plan to get one eventually. All right, so we're talking about whenever you need a card to play. Let's play.
Yeah. But I'm also talking about house rules. I'm pretty sure Uno also says house rules are valid in whatever house you are. Because when in Rome, you do as the Romans and you shut your little bitch face.
Yeah, true. Once the player has... Okay. You play your next to last card, you must deal Uno. Okay. The player has no cards. Over. Okay. If no player is out of cards by the time the draw pile. Okay, wait, no, that's it. What the fuck, Uno? Come on now. Let's go. Let's play. This blah 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 blah.
Exactly. This is the issue. No one actually reads the rules for Uno.
Dude, I do. I do because sometimes like it'll get heated. But okay, wait, I found it. So it said, if you don't have a card that matches the one on the discard pile, you must take a card from the draw pile. If the card you picked up can be played, you are free to put it down in the same turn. Otherwise, play moves on to the next person in turn. Ooh, Sam's breaking the rules.
No, No, because house rules are valid. All right.
House rules are valid, Sam, but this it's on paper, so they're not stirring the pot. It was already on this circa 2015 direction sheet. Dude, I keep forgetting I have this like it's a selfie stick in here. And I need to like take it with me when I go places now. I can't just not use it because it's actually pretty handy. Take a selfie.
The other thing I have is a cucumber update. We've got like two little cucumbers coming in.
Oh, you have cucumbers? That's so sweet, Sam.
I think we'll probably only get two, but you know what? That's fine because they were grown indoors and I thought they were going to die within a week, so.
Aw. How the fuck do I use a selfie stick?
Your phone in there. And you take a selfie.
Yeah, okay. I put my phone in it and then I take a selfie. Okay, let me plug it into the bottom thingy. Here we go. Excellent. So now if I press the button, it will take a picture. The fuck? I don't fucking think this is a real thing. How do selfie sticks work, people? How do I press the fucking button and make it take a picture of me?
Need to set the timer.
Selfie. It's in selfie mode. No, there's a button on here. I'm pressing it and it's not doing anything. What the fuck? Ah, you son of a bitch. I'll figure it out later. Shit, selfie stick. If it doesn't work, I'm gonna fucking throw it out the window, Sam.
Don't, that's littering.
Oh, you're right. Wait, maybe it wasn't plugged in all the way. There we go. Let's try that. Oh, fuck, it worked. What is this fucking black magic? I'm gonna send it to you, Sam, right now. It's just my fucking shocked face. Anyway, now that we've had fun doing a fucking selfie stick. This picture is fucking ridiculous. I can't wait for you to see it. Where are you? Me and Sam just don't actually talk outside the podcast, but somehow I have her Facebook Messenger here. I have nothing else to talk about today. There's really nothing else going on except for the fact that it feels like fall.
Yeah, it did feel like fall today. And you know what? It's getting darker earlier. And guess what? Like next week, I think, is the first official weekend where haunted houses open up.
Yeah, boy. You know where I'm going to be every weekend if I can swing it. At a haunt. That's where I belong. Sam and I used to go to haunts a lot together. Yeah, so we definitely... Yeah, we went to graduate school and we definitely were reading the UNO directions today, and house rules are fine. If you play it one way, keep playing it that way.
Yeah, if I'm in your house, yeah. I will follow your rules. But if you're in my house, I expect the same treatment.
Exactly. Because it's easy to help your friends when you're playing because you'll know when they do something against your personal rules and you can just correct them and then vice versa. So, yeah. But Sam and I will probably not play Uno together. We'll be doing other things like traveling around.
Oh, you know, since you have Steam and we have slightly better internet now, you should get Tabletop Simulator and we can all play Uno together.
What?
Because I think I think Tabletop Simulator is free, or at least it's very cheap. Let me check. I have Steam open right now. That would be a fun little romp.
Of course you do. Yeah, dude, I would absolutely love to. It'll just be me because it'll be just me on the desktop because I don't have Steam on my laptop. I've become a paranoid fiend.
Tabletop Simulator itself is $19.99, but you can download so many different board games to play on it.
Don't you try to trick me, Sam. That's a lot of monies.
We've got Java.
I could play the real thing with Luke.
All right, if you want us to play Uno on Twitch, donate to our Patreon. We don't have a Patreon. Go to our Buy Us a Coffee, which I never share the link to because I feel weird about it.
Yeah, I think the button is on the website, but give us money through our PayPal. We got one of those.
Real Horror Show Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's on the website too. All of our links are there under the support page, and you could just like pick one to donate to. Just give us money in any fashion. There are many choices. The only choice that you have to like actually buy something would be the Amazon wish list, and you can like buy something there, but that won't be like buying us the Steam thingy. That'll be like buying us a thing. Usually, most of the stuff is what Sam wants. There's like one or two things that I want, but buy anything you want. There's like a lot of like technical things on there, like a bunch of like fucking external hard drives and stuff like that. Which are cool to have. I would really like to have like a couple dozen of those because I've become a paranoid fiend about space saving digitally. Don't know why I've become this way, but kind of happened over the weekend. Sam can attest.
It was harassing me all weekend over, can I delete this? Can I delete that? Can I delete this?
Yeah, and then I'm over here like, hey, Sam, I just like cleaned out my drive and my email and my work email and this and that. And you're just like, toilet.
And I'm just like, I have 7,000 unread emails in my inbox.
Oh my god, I'd fucking freak out.
The reason it gets like that,
it's okay,
is because I have a different email on my phone that I have everything from another email get forwarded to, so I never actually check them off in that email.
Oh, okay, well that makes sense. That's different, so I understand that. I understand now.
I'm just living my best life. And that's all
you gotta do what you gotta do.
All you can do.
All you can do is live your best life, you guys. Okay. Just do your best.
Just to wrap it up again, other Real Horror Show podcasts. Because I'm sure there's gonna be so many more by the time this comes out, because it's a very popular name. I'm still baffled that we got the website.
I know. I'm fucking shocked that there are like others, though.
It's really
but it makes me mad because there shouldn't be others. Go away.
We're the only horror movie podcast, so it's weird.
I know. Yeah, we're the only horror movie podcast, you guys. Like Netflix horror movie. Like there are no others.
Other.
All these posers.
None other.
They just want to be like us, but they'll never be the real thing.
They're just Russian bots, and listening to them makes you unpatriotic.
Yeah. Unpatriotic. Absolutely.
But I think we should wrap it up before we alienate ourselves from the podcast community.
Yes, yes. We don't want that to happen because, like, yeah. Too much crazy shit has already happened. Like a schizophrenic crazy person sent Sam a crazy ass CD.
Listen to last week's episode to learn all about that.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. All right, you guys, we'll have fun out there and be safe and be sexy.
So we're just tired and cranky. So a lot of our aggravation is coming out on people who don't deserve it.
Yeah, we're sorry, but we are. Yeah, I'm like tired. I don't know why, but I just need to go.
Love you all.
Rest for 23 hours.
Love you all. Good night and God bless.
Love you too. Good night and fuck off and have a swell evening.
Christ, what was that?
That was a kiss.